One.
You welcome.
Yo, what up, man? It's in the booth. It's your boy, Messenger.
Canton Jones.
Ramona Jones.
I'm Jen.
Happy Thursday to
you. I think we introduced ourselves yesterday.
Everything came together in the booth.
Thank you guys for joining us in the booth in the studio today. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on your Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Worse than the drums you had.
Man, don't give me a bed. I can't with the drums.
Give me a bed.
Give me a bed.
Here we go.
Come.
And I love Fruity Pebbles in a major way.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be praying for 30 days here at Free Life. If you're local or if you're not local, just pray with us. We're praying from midnight to 1 a.m. That's what God told me to do. Last time we prayed for 30 days, it was January 2020.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit after that. So I'm not saying that something's going to hit or what have you, but I am obedient when God told me to pray. So instead of January, he told me to pray in December. And so we've just started 30 days of prayer. If you have prayer requests, you can text us or email us or DM us or what have you.
In the booth pod.
Yeah, I'll be checking everything.
At Gmail.
And we'll
get
be praying.
Us.
Yeah, and we'll be praying. And I'll be, even on Christmas, I'll be here. And so everybody won't be here, but I will. But your prayer requests will be going before God for 30 days all the way through December. So you need prayer for anything, or if you are a prayer warrior, please join us in prayer. Amen?
Amen.
All right. All
right. Amen.
Oh. In the booth. No. Don't do that the whole show.
Huh? Please don't do that the whole show.
That's the laugh, man.
That's the laugh. Yeah, I can't do that. I need every head bow.
Yeah.
Can you get started, please?
Oh, sorry.
You're going to go through all these buttons.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe it.
It's your turn. Go.
I cannot believe it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jazz. Trendy.
The whole show.
Hey. Jazz.
Well, basically, Trendy. What I'm talking about is this girl who had loose weight or not.
Yeah, Yowdy. We making these beat today, Yowdy.
Okay, so today we are trending. Put two R's in there. Trending. Yes, today is trending day. Mm. It's a story about this girl whose boyfriend at the time told her that he would put her down, that he would marry her if she lost weight.
Wow.
That he would give her a ring. So she went on a weight loss journey, and let's just see what happens.
Wait. Before that, wait.
He said he'd take her to the altar.
Were they dating?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then, okay.
Like, yeah, but it was contingent on whether she was fat or not. That's what I got out of it. But go ahead.
Friend of 3 years made me a bet at my cousin's wedding. He said if I could lose the weight, I'm next. So what I do? I ordered Slim Petite to get it the easy way.
She said it was okay.
Some workouts, a little consistency, and a little faith. Let's see what happens next. And boom. This the smallest.
So what? She.
Hey, I take a basic bitch and make.
Yeah. Well, we don't condone it.
That's why. I always get what I want.
Y'all did the wrong one. Oh, she got married.
Yeah. The skeptical.
Yes, you just, y'all. My handler gave me the wrong part to bleep out.
It was two of them. I'm so sorry.
I came back up. And he was like, yeah, good. As soon as I came back up, beep.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. Sorry.
We'll work on it.
Man.
Oh, Lord. Okay. So this could be...
Get it out. Go ahead,
mercy. This could be two things. You know, it could be an encouragement thing to say, she probably was already talking about, you know, I want to lose weight. If they probably were talking about marriage or whatever, and she wanted to lose weight before. Yeah, incentive to lose weight. And like, okay, if you do it, then we're going to make an agreement. Or it could be looked at...
lose the weight?
Right. Or it could have been looked at the other way. We don't know the full details, of course, but could look at the other way, like...
The only reason you married me is because I
lost
small.
Weight. Oh. Yeah. But yeah. I think
it's the... If she wanted to lose the weight.
I think it was the more positive one, the incentive, based off, you know, how she was talking about it.
But I mean, she don't lose the weight?
I don't know. She did, though. She identified
something that pulled her out of that.
Yeah.
So either way, yeah. You know, that's I guess if he would not have married her, then she probably would have ate it all back up, you know, so I don't know. But, you know...
Went to the worst thing could happen. Yeah. Eat it all back up.
Hell, you're fat again. Sorry.
No motivation to stay strong.
But I mean, like, I think it's a win. I think it's a positive thing. Do you think it's a diss for him to say?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think you should challenge somebody like that to be married.
What? But I mean, were they dating already?
They were together for 3 years. So I feel like they were already talking about, you know, marriage or whatever. And she was probably like, man, you're trying to be down no owl or something. And I'm, you know, this size or whatever. He said, well, if you lose the weight, then we'll go down.
I felt like it was something that
yeah, they did together. Like it was an incentive for something she already wanted to do. And he was just giving her something to be encouraging about. I don't know. They didn't show that part.
They didn't show him at all.
The very first part of the video was him. He's not big.
So he was with her like, before, I love you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But was he going to marry her?
Yeah.
No, I think that was an incentive. It could have been a her thing.
Yeah.
It could have been I want to.
Like she might have said something. He was like, well, do it then. If you do, then.
Bet. Maybe marriage wasn't even on the table at the time. Maybe they were
just dating.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
if she had not lost the weight, was he not going to marry her?
And he's like, well, if you lose weight, I'll marry you.
But I mean,
they were at a wedding already, and I think that, you know, she might have been like, man, I want to get married. We need to get married, whatever. And he was probably like, yeah, but she was like, I don't want to be that big when I go there.
Right. I think it was if I lose her the weight, thing.
Yeah, and then he probably was like, well, bet that if you do that, we'll get married.
Because he was one of the ones that.
To encourage you.
I'll marry you either way, but you're the one that don't want to get married.
That's what I think it is, but it could have been the other way. We're like, look, ma'am, that's not how I met you.
Yeah. I mean, 3 years. Yeah, that's how he met him.
It's possible. No.
I don't know. You can put on somebody in 3 years.
I'm about to say, boy, because I ain't know myself.
You can do some things in 3 years.
What did you just say? I know my weight fluctuates. Oh,
you can put on some weight in 3 years.
It's easy to gain that much.
You had a baby?
It looked like they had kids.
Yeah. You start having babies. Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah.
You can swell up.
And so what does the boom 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 sound indicate?
I don't know. The baby's coming out.
Yes.
I don't know.
That was too many boops for me.
The baby started popping out. You put on
so
that mama
you feel
weight.
Like she was small before when they met. Game
could
weight.
Have.
And he like, I don't know, man.
Oh, either way, I feel like it was an incentive.
He's still there. Yeah, just like that's you. You've been saying that you want to.
So you say he still marry her if she don't lose the weight?
Yeah, I think he wanted to marry her either way.
I just want to know what pills she used. All right, what's
next? I downloaded it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do the.
What she took pills?
Yeah.
She did some kind of oil.
She didn't do no workout.
She worked out too.
She worked out.
But you know, she broadcasted whatever pill company or oil. I think it might have been oil or something. Oh, okay. She used.
Them Oprah beans.
Oil.
Oprah beans. It was gummies.
Drink the oil?
Not beans.
I don't know. You know they have stuff you put up on your tongue. Gummies. Like CBD oil too.
Oprah ain't had no beans.
Put some on your tongue.
You ain't never. It's called a tincture. Isn't that what it's called?
I don't know about that.
Like they have oils and stuff like CBD oils and all kind of stuff that.
And you put it under your tongue and you lose weight?
I don't know about the weight part, but I said I don't know if it was an oil or a pill, but they do have all kind of stuff. Yeah.
They probably suppress.
They got all kind of stuff out here. Pills, oil.
Hey, wait. Yeah.
It would be more like an appetite suppressant. It ain't like it's going to go down into your body and then absorb the fat and poop it out.
Appetite
suppressant. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
But look,
what are people that eat a lot without appetite? That people just eat.
Now that's a different issue. That's not.
Yeah, it's like
you ain't got to be hungry. You just
So even if you suppress my appetite, I'm still eating.
Yeah,
rebellious.
Put it that.
Yeah, I've been eating. I've been eating without being hungry.
Yeah.
In the first place.
But the appetite suppressant make you like almost feel sick to eat, make you feel full. So if you're doing that beyond that, that's a whole separate issue.
That's
like
another
that's
you got mental demons, thing. Huh?
Yeah,
you got
a,
demons. Really?
An appetite demon.
I got a hungry demon.
Wow, that's different.
Okay, moving right along.
Please.
We have a lawsuit for. So you know the little quick microwavable Velveeta macaroni bowls, right? So this lady is suing Kraft for $5 million because the instructions are incorrect in how long the microwave is supposed to be on to cook the macaroni. So it's supposed to be on there like about 3 minutes, but it takes about five because at 3 minutes, the macaroni's still hard. So I think she's suing for false advertisement or something like that.
I'm with that.
$5 million?
I'm with that. Because how much money they made, but how many people were wrong.
Yeah, and like, ew, I don't want to.
And they probably ruined.
Your microwave probably cheap.
It probably ruined.
Your microwave probably don't hit high power.
Like but it probably ruined a lot of other macaroni and cheese things. Because I don't eat it. I'm talking about y'all. Yeah, I don't eat macaroni.
It should be in the microwave.
I don't eat macaroni.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If it go five, let's say it's supposed to go three. But she said it takes to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So if it can go in any microwave and hit 5 minutes.
No.
Yeah, and
no,
then
all about. It has
it
to
be
specify.
It could be something more with your microwave. Because everybody microwave is
but
different.
But if it doesn't specify.
Like if you don't have it go by watts. So if your wattage, you know, ain't high.
I'm pretty sure they probably did something like test the highest wattage, like watt microwave or something like that.
I'm pretty sure you
Well, obviously she didn't win, right?
This is in play. Like it's
she
not.
She can win
because
it's still false advertising.
So they said this is where it gets funny. Is Ramirez attorneys are also arguing and adding the that the instructions are not stating the other steps to complete the cup of the Velveeta shells and cheese.
There's other
These
steps
like
that they
removing
put in
the up. Lid, adding water,
oh,
microwaving,
yeah.
adding sauce.
Hey, let me get in on that.
Oh my god!
So basically, you're not only just suing them for the time frame.
It deterred me.
If you wanted to, it
yeah, I got 5 minutes on my break, and I need three of them to warm up my macaroni and two of them to eat, and you taking five of my minutes.
And I got fired for that.
Yep.
Oh. I want $1 million.
Here.
I don't even want five. Let me get a million.
Let me hold
We'll settle out of court for $20,000. Bet.
For five.
So eat my
get 5 million. You know what? I wanted $1 million, but I take $1 million for you. Sir, we'll give you a lifetime supply of macaroni and cheese and $10,000 in credit at Kroger's. Bet.
Why Kroger? Can't we get Walmart?
I would love that,
like,
though.
We
no,
give
Walmart
five,
got other stuff, though.
We give 5,000 credit at Kroger Gas. Bet. So.
I'm getting 93 for the rest of my life.
No.
Now you're getting the
high octane.
I'm getting diesel. Yeah. Whatever.
Put like diesel, now I gotta see my car blow up.
Put diesel in my lawnmower, go down the street, and cut everybody grass.
That $5 gas, man.
Oh my god.
Okay, go to the That is so atrocious. Like I cannot. So this is a cool story I found about Nipsey Hussle. This guy created a wax figure of him, and he basically just shows you how he made it.
That junk look almost real. Like creepy.
Like he leaned on the wall. He got the chain.
Yeah, super creepy.
Have you ever been to a wax place?
No, I probably.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy.
Too real. No, I'm straight. Yeah. Yeah, that's too real. Yeah. We got the equipment person trying to finagle with the Nova Lab, but they be messing up all the equipment. It's live. We live, y'all.
They're throwing it to people. They're throwing it.
We live. But then they come back to me for me to just shuckle and jive until they ready. Yeah. We live, y'all. We live. We live.
Put a crack in your head.
Come on, we ready.
We got the mountains, y'all. We back in Alaska, y'all.
Wait.
Live from Alaska in the booth.
Anything you want to say, George?
Yeah.
But it's quite chilly out here.
What happened?
We got some equipment malfunctioning in here.
That sound is just not it.
Like, for real.
Well, take our word
take
for it.
Take it off and put
it look
back.
Real. Yeah.
Where'd he put
it? Exit out and then.
It look real.
Where'd he put it?
Oh, I think it's at a place where they actually have their own wax situation going on. Like their own like museum. Yeah. And then he also said in the video, you just hit him up and see what other character you want him to make. So what would be a cool person you would want to see him make?
He show you how you make it.
Show you make the hands, the face, put the hair in.
Do they
in
just make people who are deceased, or do they make people?
No,
who
I think
are
anybody.
Alive?
No, because at the regular wax museum, it's people that's still alive. It's not just like a memorial.
It's people that's still alive.
Yeah, like the one I went to, I saw Angelina Jolie.
In Atlanta?
No, I was in Pigeon Forge.
Where's that?
In Tennessee, with the mountains and the cabins and all that stuff.
I want them to do one of me with a belt in my hand like this.
Put it in your living room as soon as your kids walk in.
Dad!
Yeah. I would, I don't know. I definitely want to see Martin Luther King. Gotta go.
Oh, yeah. I already got one.
Sure.
A wax figure?
Yeah.
Where?
At the wax museum.
There's multiple wax
museums. And it. No smoking in there, right?
No.
I'm like...
Most places are no smoking. Like, what kind of questions are you asking?
No smoking.
Yeah, there. Your breath hot. You melt that nigga nose. That nose on the lip. Like, why your breath hot?
But you done messed up Martin Luther King.
Oh, he probably got it muted.
Breath so hot.
From the last video.
Yeah, okay.
She's still working it out? Yeah. I ain't know. I thought we had to move on.
All right. We ain't got the videos.
We ain't got
no B word in here, do we?
I think so.
Well, we thank God that we finally got. Now we just got a black screen and a
free life shirts in the back.
What it is a double screen. You gotta open up the double screen.
So you gotta close
the screen. You gotta go to the Apple right here. I'm just showing y'all like a class.
Oh, I got a second job. Put it back on me. Put it back on me.
I'm not.
Yeah. Let him check the job. Go to the camera. I mean, to the thing. There it is. And close those two. Get to see the range.
Just push this. What's going on in the booth? I didn't even get to this.
I don't even know. Thank God I know about computers. I'm a ghetto geek.
We were prepared today. That's the crazy part.
Yeah. But unfortunately.
Okay, come on. We got to get together finally.
And here we go, y'all. We finally here. The Noble Labs has finally gotten it together.
There we go.
Yeah. And now we had a black screen again. Yeah, there we go. So listen now. What's trending is this is what you talk about when you're trying to just.
What else you got?
Yeah, we passed this story. No.
It's too late.
My wife's like, no, we're going to do this story.
First,
this
right.
Is a wax figure, and I'm going to show you how I did it. First step we use is our air dry, which is our clay.
Turn it up.
Clay molding. This is how we sculpt the face, and then you go into sculpting.
I'm prolific, so gifted. I'm the type that's going to go get it. No kidding.
All right, y'all, so the next step is our hands. So we're going to pour at least 12 ounces or 12 cups of water in here. Make sure it's lukewarm. Then we're going to use our step one heat state bag. And then step two is our casting. And then we're going to cast.
Where you get this stuff
from? What I'm going to do is put my hands in here.
Everything is
and
Amazon.
I'm going to hold it for about 10 minutes to make the hand.
Playing bulletproof song. Every few shows.
He's making a hand.
Now for the fun part. Mm-hmm. So the most
was that his thumb?
Part is the hair root.
He made a hand.
Each strand of hair is put in one strand at a time. So we're going to do what's called hair rooting. Pluck these hairs in one at a time into the face.
He's putting one hair in at a time.
Listening to music at the Mayan ruins. True devotion on the bluest ocean.
Wow.
That's how some of the men here be out here looking. They ain't got no hair.
Yeah, hush.
They ain't doing the tattoos.
Wow.
Next up, you guys, is we're going to get them dressed, put the jewelry on.
How many days you think this took?
Two weeks? No, probably a week.
Not a week. Bro, he putting shoes on.
He probably did like a day.
Wow.
All right, y'all, so this is the last and final step. We're going to put the head
on
in there. That's amazing.
Let me know what you think.
That's creepy, bro. That's really accurate.
He got the life in his eyes and everything, like the way he looks.
Ladies and gentlemen, wow. The world's first ever Nipsey Hussle wax.
The little cut in the pants.
Marathon got to continue, right? Yep, so follow us on all
social media platforms. Not being petty.
In Ohio and
I can't
but they got him in an uncomfortable pose.
It's a wax figure.
It is a wax figure, but it's like I would have made him more comfortable. Like he's
standing straight up.
No, but he's standing like on the wall.
Like two legs.
Like,
yeah, but then
but he ain't even leaning on the wall. He like away from the wall with his leg up.
It just look
uncomfortable. No, he is leaning on the wall. It's a platform and his foot's on the wall. From what I saw.
But yeah, his he's back leaning. Not on the wall.
Oh, he's not his he's back, standing straight up.
Oh. It's just like,
his foot is on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just stuck right here for
nine months.
9 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, we was way off.
Talking about a day.
Girl, 2 weeks.
About, I know that.
I said 2 weeks.
I'll take a week. What you talking about a day?
9 months. Oh, my God.
You got to do tattoo. One hair at a time.
Yeah, that alone.
The structure is probably the worst part. Like, you got to build a whole body.
You got to build, You got to build his physique, his size, everything.
That's very accurate.
Some of that is, you know, like under the shirt. He got to cheat. Like,
I mean, but
like
the detail is still.
But I'm saying his size. You still got to have his size. And,
right.
You know,
it ain't like he got no shirt like, on. You're not showing tattoo. Like, he got to make the skin look real. All
but
stuff.
I'm sure, like, he had. Like, under the shirt is, like, green, just some regular.
Probably white.
What did you say? Some green.
It's just whatever.
Any color but his skin.
Right.
Yeah. It's just. Like, the shirt. You think it's a real. He put a real shirt on him.
Yeah.
Under that got to be.
Hat.
Just some.
Jewelry, everything.
Foam.
Yeah, just some foam or something like that, or pillows or something like that.
Pillows.
Like, he didn't wax the whole, like, he didn't.
He got a Serta pillow.
Why wax a part that you're going to put a shirt over?
He needs a shape.
I don't know. I don't do waxes, but, you know.
What?
Would you wax? That's a waste of wax.
No, I wouldn't.
You said what?
You said, would you wax? I'm like, no, I wouldn't.
Moving on. Okay.
We're going to do whatever's next.
Okay.
You gotta find a lab, bro. That one does.
Okay, the next story is about the police using robots to potentially use lethal force in certain situations.
Like iRobot.
Already wrong.
Robot.
Like iRobot.
Yeah.
Like robots.
Is that real?
I already
about to find out.
Oh, Lord. Do we have it together? The noble ass.
They're cussing.
Yeah.
Robots cussing. Like, free me.
Here we go.
In movies, but supporters say that this is more about safety. Today at the Bay, Ginger Conahero-Sock. She's live for us in the city this morning with both sides of this debate. Ginger, what are they saying?
It's Atlanta.
No.
Good morning, Marcus and Laura. Well, first, robots are not anything new to San Francisco's police department or to other forces around the country. SFPD currently has 17 robots. 12 of those are functional, 5 are out of commission, and they've had them for a number of years. What is going to be discussed in further detail today is can these new robots be used with lethal force in certain tactical situations? Now, it comes as a California law takes effect requiring municipalities to create an inventory and define the authorized uses of all military-grade equipment. NPR reports the original draft of SFPD's policy was silent on robots. The draft policy responding to the law read, quote, robots shall not be used as a use of force against any person, end quote. Now, that line in a draft proposal was crossed out and returned with an altered proposal that reads, in part, quote, robots will only be used as a deadly force option when risk of loss of life to members of the public or officers are imminent or outweigh any other force option available. Now, the proposal also goes on to say that only assigned operators who have completed the proper training will be allowed to operate these robots, and they will be used by tactical or special operations. In an email to NPR, SFPD says, quote,
man, that's crazy
it does
right
not
here.
Own or operate robots outfitted with lethal force options, and the department has no plans
to
outfit
shoot.
Robots
exactly.
with any type of
that's
firearm.
That's why you got the 5
but
out of commission.
As you Somebody can both imagine, the debate is lively on this matter. One side saying this is really about the safety of officers or possibly the public in certain situations, and the other side saying we have to really define our relationship with technology before allowing further scope or more liberty for robots to have lethal force or more accurate lethal force. We'll keep an eye out how the board.
That's crazy, but
so I don't know if
she
it's like
broke
the
wind on me.
Right. I was like, what happened?
Robot. she smelled that just like, and I was like, yep, I know what that is.
I cannot.
That's that taco you had that night.
Can we focus on the topic at hand here, please?
Yeah,
so we got robots that's gonna use only. They're only gonna use it for deadly force. Only.
But at first that wasn't even a rule. At first
they
weren't
gonna.
At first they weren't gonna use it for that at all, and then they revised it, and then they was like, "No, we're gonna use it for deadly force."
I mean, that's easy then. When you see a robot come and run, you know they ain't coming to defuse the situation.
Yeah, shoot him down or something.
Yeah, you're gonna.
Man, that's a machine. You're gonna miss a whole bunch of time.
I want to see the robot.
I hope they don't look human. I hope it's like a
like iRobot or something.
I hope it's not like the Nipsey Hussle wax music.
No.
You think it's somebody,
a real person?
Real
person.
Could
be a wax robot?
Yeah.
Oh, that is creepy.
Don't give them no ideas. No.
Yeah. Have you seen them, the robots? They look like humans. Like they move, they blink, they turn. And
I seen that. But
I seen holograms.
That's like iRobot.
It's like a real robot.
It's like iRobot.
You seen those?
That look like a human. Like,
they look like
iRobot.
Yeah. I seen them. They've been working on them. And I said, nope.
I need to be a meal robot to preach on Sunday. I have a program on that
joke. I'm going to be in the house in his drawers and God said to Mike.
You know, or he can say whatever I'm saying.
Exactly.
You can program to say that.
Eating chips.
Like I'm saying it at the house.
Exactly.
But the robot is walking around being me.
Exactly.
He ain't, you know, and then he regular.
What if you forget and go to the bathroom in the middle of your preaching?
Right. Like, or he watching the game.
What if you walk forward and he fall off the stage?
Somebody pick me up, please.
He on the ground.
Get me up, Batman.
Get me up, Batman.
You don't even know he failed.
Get me up, Batman.
He just preaching.
Still preaching on the ground.
Well, opponents of the policy said it would lead to further militarization of a police force already too aggressive with their underserved communities. So they like, y'all trying to make robots.
How you gonna make the, robot gonna, you gonna program to do what you already do.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they start talking to themselves.
Yeah, it's just gonna be like the blame gonna shift to the robot.
The robot gonna have a case.
Yeah, you gonna be like, I can't
buy me.
And then it's always a genius black dude. We're going to take the robot reprogramming.
Yeah.
That's what happened to the father, our commission. He probably stole them and
stole them.
Stole them and
reprogrammed them. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got you.
He out here on the block serving.
Man,
wash the clothes.
And the gas station like, hey, let me wash your clothes right quick, bro.
Look at that cutting grass.
Sorry.
Cooking dinner.
Got him dancing on the street.
Yeah.
Doing the little sign trying to get you to come into the business.
Oh yeah, taxi. He just had to. That nigga do everything.
They made a multi-purpose robot.
For real.
Okay, well, moving right along because I don't know what just happened. This is Sir Kanye West. He walks out of a podcast. They don't really show what. Just watch it because I don't know what to make of it. So that's why I brought it.
Kanye,
because he ain't say the word. They ain't say the word.
What word?
What word?
I guess Jews or whatever. They
right.
Say
he never identified who he was talking about.
Yeah, oh, they're saying they.
Yeah, they were saying they. He was like, "Why you can't say your name?"
The thing is, when I said my children, the reason why my brain kind of blocked because it's like God is saying. You know, your children are going to be okay. Baby mama's got money, right? God is using me. He's breaking me down, removing all of the, you know, richest person, all of this, so I can serve him. And the more and more those things are taken away from me, the more I can be empty and be a vessel and be able to be used. And right now, it's like, you're not going to take... If we can't... You're not going to take my pain away, right? The Jewish people say... It's the Holocaust. This happened, and you can't say anything about it. We can't take their pain away. No one's going to denounce the fact that they tried to lock me up. That's what it, because every time I'm just holding stride and it's like, I thought I was more Malcolm X, but I find out I'm more MLK, because as I'm getting hosed down every day by the press and financially, I'm just standing there. And when I found out that they tried to put me in jail, it was like a dog was biting my arm, and I almost shed a tear, almost. But I still walked in stride through it.
Yeah. I think they've been extremely unfair to you.
Who was they, though? We can't say who they is,
corporate
can we?
Press. Exactly. I'm not using the. I don't use the word as the way I guess you guys use. I'm talking.
It is
about
them, though, isn't it? I mean, because no. And because when you think about it, consider it. In 2018.
What do you mean it's not?
What do I mean? Like, okay. So how about? Are you leaving?
He just left.
Are you afraid of the press?
Yeah. Oh, he
wow. He's gone.
Because he wouldn't. He kept
I'll say it right now.
Oh, he wouldn't say who.
You guys,
who they were.
You guys want to bring that stuff up?
And then have think the we're discussion.
Not going to have a conversation?
Like, have the discussion.
Like, you think Ye's going to come in here and say, here's my pain, here's my suffering, I'm going to say, I hear you. And then he's going to say, and it was Jewish people, and I'm going to be like, okay, but don't you consider, it's like, I'm not going to do this, I refuse.
Go, make sure he's cool.
All right, go for it. Luke and I will have a conversation. So, wow. I can't say I'm surprised. What do I even do? Other than ask him, please elaborate on this. Are you referring to individuals, or are you quite literally blaming an entire group of people for the fact that powerful individuals are causing you harm?
Well, I have been, this is very interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not only Kanye, but Kyrie Irving. And that's why he says, why won't you say who they are?
Right.
Yeah. Because everybody knows who they are.
Right.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Or, and you don't want to get in trouble too, or mm-hmm. you don't want to seem a certain way.
So the power that be, and that's why he left. And so a lot of people, it's almost like with Kanye, you got to pick a side. Like, you know, you either with him or you ain't. You either like him or you don't. And so I have just found myself in the last couple weeks really just tussling with, like, people can redefine what marriage is. You can change your sex. And there are people groups that defend all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you try to find history, like, you're making historic points.
Mm-hmm.
And you're defending yourself against something that's happening to you. Mm-hmm. You start to get hung for it. Kyrie posted he just made a post. No. He didn't say anything about it. He just made a post. Hebrews to Negroes. And when they asked him about it, he was just like, man, I'm just starting to find out who my people are. I've watched the mug 3 hours, so I watched the first hour. So far, you know, I'm going to watch an hour a day.
Right.
What is it, an interview?
But what
it's
it
is. It's a documentary.
It's just a documentary of history.
Yeah.
Connecting the dots from the Bible to modern day. It's more so a history thing. So
how's that intestinal?
So how, I'm not saying anything against anybody. Yeah. I'm just saying what I am.
What knowledge I express. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So you allow people to come out and say, to redefine what marriage is,
who
and y'all
are,
defend them.
Is that
you got people that subscribe to a different culture, that you got a black person or white person or whoever that look through there and say, man, I got Native American in my blood.
Right.
I got this in my blood. Man, my people came from this. But now that black people are starting to find their history,
they
you got
like
a problem
that.
With
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they don't right. like yeah. that. No.
And so I've made a personal, this is just me. I told my kids they don't have to do this. A personal choice for the first time in my life not to wear Nike anymore because of Kanye. I mean, because of Kyrie Irving. They took him down first game back. He wore, what he wore? He wore some doggone Skechers and some Hanes socks in his first game back.
Skechers.
Yeah. I ain't doing the Skechers, which is Kyrie. But I would not wear Nike until they fix that, or I would never wear them again. And I've been wearing Nike. See, I know Nike because of Michael Jordan, a black man. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Nike before that. We were wearing Adidas or something else I was wearing. And then No, I was wearing All Stars because of Converse, because of Dr. J. I know you was wearing XJ 900s.
Wearing whatever was by the door, by the register.
British Knights.
Yeah, whatever by the register.
The one that come with the little binded string.
My shoes didn't come out the back. My shoes ain't. Hey, go get me a side. Mine right there by the register.
So man, I've been wearing Nikes since I was a kid, man. And I think I've spent thousands of dollars on shoes. I've spent
tens of thousands on
Nikes alone and Jordans, which are Nikes. And so I've just made a decision, man. Mona's brother, we have a collection, but he got most of the shoes, and most of them are Nike. And I just told him, man, I'm not wearing Nike anymore until this is straightened, or if they never straighten it, then I never wear them again. You know, now I love Nikes, I love J's. But I was like, man, I can't allow them to keep doing this to us without doing something as far as me. And as far as Kanye, I don't like how they did him. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, whether you agree with him or not, it's like, man, I'm not even mad at, you know, I'm not fully, because I don't fully know what the Hebrews to Negroes documentary is all the way.
Right.
So, but I'm not defending what it is. What I'm defending is his freedom to express his language. I mean, his beliefs. No. If that's his belief, if it's not messing with his basketball play, you defend everybody else. Mm-hmm. LGBTQ, mm-hmm. You defend everybody. Yep. But then when a black man is getting close to his historical roots, which we don't know, because
getting
when we came to America,
is what he's getting.
When we came to America, all of our historical roots and where we come from, we assume we came from somewhere in Africa, but exactly where, we don't know. And so until you do DNA or whatever, and so now that we got some historical background, and I'm just watching it, like, you calling this hate speech?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
This is nothing but history.
If that's the same. You can say the same thing about American history, if that's the case.
Then that's
anti-Semitic.
American history is the big. If that's the case, that's the biggest hate speech of all, because all of that is lies.
Right. No.
You see what I'm saying? And so the thing about it is, when you're starting to get truth, or you're starting to question what was told to you that was the truth,
bro. If you're taught by an oppressor, they're gonna tell their story.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. They're not going to tell your story.
They're not going to tell you. It's not their job to tell you your story, right, if they're oppressing you.
Yes.
It's their story.
Mm-hmm. But now when I'm going to get my story.
That you didn't give me.
That you didn't.
Yeah.
Why would you call it hate speech?
Yeah.
That's what
the
I'm
fact
saying.
That
the
I am finding out, if let's say my brother Willimore Jr. All right. My brother Willimore Jr. got adopted. All right. He didn't know his mom until a couple years ago, maybe. He found his mom. So it's like him trying to find his mom, you call that hate speech.
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to be okay
with where he is.
And there's a yearning for him to find out his original mom.
Yeah.
And so they're calling that hate speech. So you're calling Kyrie's desire to find out where he come from hate speech.
That's crazy.
Totally wrong. Man, you crazy. So I'm never wearing Nikes. And not until they fix that or Adidas. Not doing it. My brother is educating me. He's saying, well, these type of Yeezys are not necessarily Adidas or whatever. So I'm getting all that education. But I would not. I'm figuring out I'm wearing Pumas. I'm finna go with Steph Curry Shaqs. I might go to the to Balance. You know, Giuseppe's and stuff like that. Anyway, you know, I got Giuseppe's, Bally's. I wear stuff like the higher end sneakers. I wear those too. They're just not as comfortable as the J's. You know, yeah, Jordan got pillows in them shoes, man. You know, the more expensive ones are
coming
cool.
With the doggone New Balances. Bro.
Yeah. I do it. But I'm just can't let y'all keep doing us like that. Like, everybody else is cool. Oh, it's great that you're getting in touch with your roots. Everybody is cool for except us.
I'm right. You're right.
Yeah. And then we're giving you all this money.
Yeah,
like, I'm not doing
you
that.
Give,
you
give
all
everybody
money.
The freedom just to explore. Whether it's
I'm
you want to, you tell a man to tap into his feminine side and change his
you know, sex and all that stuff, you ain't stopping them from doing that.
Yeah.
But if you give everybody the freedom to have freedom of speech,
freedom of religion,
yeah, freedom of all everything. That stuff, but then when somebody taps into
their,
you know, history or something, then it's a problem.
Yeah.
It's like, and the thing is that the from the jump, when there was no caption and he didn't say something, that was a problem for me anyway.
Yeah.
I don't care what's in the documentary. He didn't make a comment.
Right. Right. He just posted the picture.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it. Like you already knew where this was leading.
And you call it hate speech.
Yeah.
Why
call it something
How
else?
How can you call something hate speech
when you don't say nothing?
Say nothing?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not speech at all.
Yeah. No. Mm-mm.
You made your own perception about something I posted.
I've tried. I was like, man, I got Nike slides.
Adidas lost $246 million the first week.
No, they're going to lose way more than that.
I know that. I'm just telling you what they lost.
Because they're going to realize, and Nike too. Yeah. See, LeBron don't have long to be on there. That's their guy. No. But and the next guy probably going to go to the Steph Curry, to Under Armour. Like nobody's doing this no more because we're getting
the truth
basically, yep. You know, and so I've decided, and I told my kids, I'm like, y'all don't have to do this with daddy, but when you feel like you believe in something, you stand for it, mm-hmm. And like don't let people just do you any kind of way, and so I feel like, man, I just want to take my own little personal stance, you know. I didn't really mean to come out like and do it, you know. But I'm taking my own personal stance. So I'm not wearing Nikes. I'm not wearing J's. I'm not wearing Jordans. I'm not wearing none of that. I'm not. And you know, they, you know, I don't know what God's gonna do with this, but this is something that I feel like I gotta stand for. And so I'm not doing it. I've been wearing Nikes since, and I've been loyal to Nike.
Very
loyal. Nothing else. Like loyal. Spent all kind of money, you know. And I was like, I just can't do it. I can't wear these sweaters no more. I can't wear it because I feel like you are giving everybody else this freedom. You're pushing everything else from even people. You're even promoting and helping people who may be injured in war and they got prosthetics and all this other stuff. You're pushing everything on every type of scope. Like, it's huge how great you are when it comes to people that don't look like us.
Mm. Yeah.
But the most money that you make
is from us.
Yeah. It's from us.
Literally.
Yeah. The most money. If it wasn't for Michael Jordan, they would not have that money that they have. They wouldn't even have the brand that they have if it wasn't for him. Him alone put them on this map.
Yeah.
All right? Then after that, you got Bo Jackson. You got...
Yeezys was holding Adidas together.
Yeah, because they were going down.
Yeah. Yeezys, without Yeezys, Adidas is falling apart.
Yeah. So, I'm not doing that. I'm not. I'm riding with Yeezys. Like, now, I might not agree fully with the whole video when I look at it. I might not agree with all of what Yeezys stand for and all of what.
It's not agreement with political stances. Taking sides or nothing like that.
But I do agree that you got to give him the same freedom that you give everybody else.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, and I'm not rocking with Nike for that reason. So y'all, Ken Jones, you know, this ain't for my family either. My wife might wear Nike. Well, my wife with me. So she's so loyal. Girl, I'm like. Because as soon as I start bagging my Nikes up to burn them, she start bringing hers in there. You know what I'm saying? And man, we might not burn them. We might give them away to somebody.
Yeah,
but
we weren't going
to
burn them.
You know. But I mean, I might burn them and then they sign them to a deal and I don't want them off. Like,
so we got one Nike melt shoe.
No, we're going to. I'm gonna take them to bro and like he can have them or whatever. Some of them, my kids might pick through them or what have you. But me personally, I'm not doing Nike. I just won't do it. Like, I got to stand. And it just don't make me feel good to see him like being crucified for us. And then the other guys that say he made a mistake, because they're saying that he made a mistake, but he ain't really make no mistake. Yeah. But they're saying that because they have to do that for their money, which I get
that. And the powers that be.
I get that. I ain't even tripping that they saying that he made a mistake for because they got to say that for their money. That's smart for them to do that for their money. But man, me that don't have to say that, that ain't got no platform, that ain't nobody making me. Nah, man, y'all ain't finna do that man like that. No, because that's me. So when my child comes up and nope, I'm not doing. So I'm not when my slides, I got on Vans. I'm doing Vans now. I got a Jordan hat on. Then I can't do that either. You know what I'm saying? I forgot I had one. Yeah, I ain't doing it. I can't do it. I can't do it, y'all. I'm riding with Kyrie. I'm riding with Kanye.
What if they cut that chick?
Huh? My chick?
Yeah, hey, Nike. Cam, hand me my hat.
No, if they cut the check, they gotta be able to say Nike cut me a check. No,
if Nike fund.
Yes.
Okay.
No. They'll also say, I might agree with Kyrie. Are you okay with that? Because you ain't gonna be able to control. Trust me, I done been in situations. Amen. Where people have told me to say certain things.
Amen.
That I never told people about. You know what I'm saying? But I also was like, I can't do that. And I know this is gonna be beneficial to my life, but I can't do that. I don't walk away from it. Matter of fact, bruh, NBA player put some real bread in my hand when I was broke.
Yep.
And I just rededicated my life to Jesus, and I was getting ready to go to church and work for free. Doggone finna volunteer my time. And he was like, bruh, he had a cashier's check for what, 25,000.
Yep.
I needed that money, but I was, because what was in my check, my bank account, was negative $200. Yes, I was rich the other way. Yeah. But I told him, based off of what was in my heart, bruh, I held it, and I was like, I can't do it, bro. Well, I can't do it. And if I did it on that level, God know my heart, I'd do it on any level. And I've done it on a bigger level than that.
Yeah.
To pastors and all that type of stuff. Yep. That showed me, I can't do it. I can't do it. Like, why you doing it this way? I'm trying not to, you know, if you do it like this, I can't do it. It's what God told me to do. So if they come with the check, you still know that I'm still gonna be the person that I am. I'm not gonna change, or y'all gonna be mad at me because I'm gonna take your money and then I'm gonna still say what I want.
Mm-hmm. Period.
And then I'm gonna spin it up real fast before you can sue.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not selling out. I'm not giving up my peace for no money.
No.
Never. I don't work too hard for peace. With money. I don't work out how to get money in peace. Mm. I ain't finna. There was a situation, but a couple weeks ago, where I got some money, but it ain't feel good. It was good money. I was talking for an hour. It just didn't feel good. I was like, I don't need this. It ain't feel good. No good money. No.
It just ain't feel good.
It ain't feel good. Nah. And I'm like, I'm not going to get no unpeaceful money.
No.
So therefore, and then after that, now yesterday I was asleep all day. Made plenty of money. It just popped in. Hey! Because I'm understanding who I am, one, and I'm understanding that money is a slave that's supposed to show up.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm hooked up to a kingdom. And I'm not responsible for my life. I've given that over to the kingdom. I work for God. That's why I keep telling you, I work for God. So it's up to Him to take care of
everything.
Money. Yeah, yeah. So if Nike come, they're welcome. I talk to them at the table. You know, bring everybody. You know, if they feel like our voice is that big, which it will be in Jesus' name, our name is in the wind. The show is gonna do what it's supposed to do. It's gonna get to who it's supposed to get to. But I would not hold my tongue for no man. That's it.
No, would you get the money?
Yeah. We're going to get the money. What you going to be telling me? Mr. Jones,
yeah.
We'll give you $100 million.
I'm going to have to bail right
but
now.
But you're going to have to say that Kyrie's...
That he was wrong.
That he was wrong.
Okay. Cut the check.
I'll be like, cut the check. I'll be like, Kyrie... You was wrong, bro.
That's how you gonna do it.
Like you was wrong that I pick up something. Nah, he go.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
Yeah. You was wrong back in 2011.
Yeah.
When you stepped in there and you got up there for Taylor Swift and said what you said, you was wrong for that.
That was Kyrie.
I did say it was wrong.
Yeah.
You ain't say what I had to say.
Check in the bank.
Wrong. Yeah, check in the bank.
Yeah, can't get the money back.
Yeah.
I said it.
Yeah, I did say it was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, you, but you was wrong taking the last shot, bro. You should have passed that ball to, Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Bro, you was wrong.
But you was wrong.
Man, I'm riding with him, bro.
Trying to think of something. No.
So anyway, that.
Boy, y'all did Tyrone Lewis in Cleveland. Y'all were wrong.
Yeah, that was bad.
No, that was a long
wrong
time
with
ago.
How you left the Celtics.
Now you're wrong now.
Now I said he was wrong. Yeah. Now cut that check.
We call the bank. Make sure my money was. Yeah.
I'm never I don't want to say I'm never wearing them again. I might wear them until they get it right. But if they're not, if that's not gonna be fixed, then I'm not wearing.
Like and share, people. Like and share, people. Like and share. It's free. Hit the like button now.
Tell the truth. See time harvest, you gon' see the fruit.